do day cleaning. And Mr. when the wall was on and everything, he put in, he opened up a laundromat up down Central Avenue, and he put 25 Bendix machines in there. Oh boy, they didn't, Negro women wouldn't wait. They wouldn't wash an eye. They used to go down there in Harrisburg, what they call it, where the poor people stay, the rich white folks up on the hill. And they call that Frog Holler down there where the poor crackers, they call them poor crackers. Mm-hmm. Stay down there, waked in the mill. Mm-hmm. And they call them Frog Holler people. And them Negro women would go down there and tow a sheet of clothes on their head as long as it could tie up, and washed and ironed them for a dollar and a half and carried them back. But when the wall come on and soldiers was here, some of them had 50 cents bowled with a hole in it round here and round the legs and round the necks, wristwatches on and setting up on the porches. And the white lady drove up one day to a woman's house next door to me. I sitting on my porch and she sitting on hers. She said, could I get you to do a little bundle of clothes for me? She was reading the paper. She wouldn't say nothing. The lady spoke again. Then she moved the paper. What you say? She said, could I get you to do a little bundle of clothes for me? I can pay you to do mine, she said. And boy, they put in them laundromats. And that war was soon over. Them Negroes were begging the white folk for work. You hear me, mister? I'm telling you. But they got so bigoted, oh, they were getting soldier money. Mm-hmm. Waking up to the camp. Mm-hmm. But that didn't last long. It run out. Then the white folks just went on and put in them washing machines. Then they went to buy them and put them in the home. So they said they couldn't do without a Negro, but yes, they can. There's plenty of white people that ain't got a Negro nowhere in their house. Mm-hmm. And they don't want none in there. Mm-hmm. I don't blame them. When they had the 68, when them six boys was shooting at them police, they even had old pop guns shooting at the police cars. And the firemen just have to run and dodge behind their trucks because they don't had nothing to fight with. But Maddox sent them troops over here. Them, I was up there in Irving Towers, sitting up on that 10-floor porch looking out. And everywhere you look, there was a smoke coming up. They set 56 fires in 2 hours' time. White folks' property, burning it up, and went in and knocked some of them in the head and robbed them. Young boys,
yeah.
Six of them. But let me tell you something. They can call now from their cars, you know, and get other police. They didn't used to could do that. But they went to their car and they called back, told them to send them some police and some tear gas and send them some shotguns. And they took them double barrel shotguns and they shot them six Negroes down like rabbits. Hmm. That stopped them. And now the NAACP, they call it, for the Negro advancement for the colored people. Keep on fighting at the white folk. Now, still goes over there and hold meetings and talk about they still owe for them six boys what they shot down like rabbits. The white folks asked them, who gonna pay for our property they burn up? Now they brought that on they self. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your life good as mine. You sitting there, if I jump over there and hit you, you're supposed to hit me back. Fight for yourself. I don't pick fusses, but I sure hit back if they hit me.
Yeah.
I can't stand them. I can't stand my color. When I go to hospital, Dr. Finney, he don't give me no colored nurses. I tell him, don't put none in there because I can't stand them. They too bigoted. The white ones is so nice, but if you don't know it, but the South owns, the North owns the South now. Hmm. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, the North has took over the South. These your doctors ain't working under them Northern doctors.